Are you looking for a deeper connection this Lenten season? Join us for a daily journey through the Good News, Grace for All Devotions for Lent 2026. This new book offers personal reflections on the life of Christ and the good news he brought to us. It's more than just a book. It's a companion to the daily podcast devotions we are launching on Ash Wednesday, February 18th. Whether you prefer a digital screen or holding a book in your hands, it's available on Amazon as a paperback, hardback, or ebook. Let this message resonate in your life this year. Pick up your copy on Amazon today.
Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
Let's listen to some words of lament from two friends discussing anger toward God.
Hey, honey, why so glum?
Oh, you know, work's not going well. I've got family issues, and my marriage is on the way out.
So life is hard, but God is good, right?
If you say so.
What do you mean? You can't blame God for all your problems.
Why not? If God is so good and so powerful, why is he allowing life to dump all this stuff on me?
Honey, I think you need to pray about all this.
Maybe I do, but I don't think God would like what I have to say to him right now. God's not treating me fairly.
It's not right to pray like that.
Why not? Do you think God wants me to lie to him?
Well, no, but who do you think you are?
Well, I think I'm one of God's children, but a pretty angry one.
Well, maybe you should start your prayer by praising God as your heavenly Father.
Oh, I'd rather start by telling him about my anger.
You know, you're right. The book of Lamentations is filled with examples of prayers where God receives people's hurt and shouting, their anger and frustration and all their feelings. He can take it and still love us. We should be honest in prayer, just as Job was.
Oh, I suppose so. I mean, I know the scriptures, I do, and I know that I should tell God exactly how I feel, because he loves me and he understands.
Oh, yes.
Our prayer is from Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Narrated by Ralphine Hood and Bernice Howard. Produced by Sam Bartow.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.